This is Absolute Radio. That's REM and the Sidewinder sleeps tonight. It's 10 past six. And it's time now for a brand new thing, which we hope, if it works, we'll do on a regular basis. It's providing a public service that I don't think you can get elsewhere. If you are an insecure person, if you've ever worried whether people really like you or not, this is the feature for you. It's called I Want to Be Adored, and the way it works is we'll meet a caller, we'll have a little chat with them on the air, and ask them some questions, and then get the people listening at home to text in and decide whether they think they have a good personality or a bad personality. And also here in the studio, we will offer our opinions as well. And I want to point out that we're not doing that to sneer. We are fairly much, to a man, a bunch of people with terrible personality defects. I myself am neurotic, socially awkward, deeply unappealing man. Annabelle, you can be lovely, but you're prone to terrible mood swings.
Yeah.
Nelson, you seem normal on the face of it, but you have a terrible temper that lies lurks just beneath that, maybe surfaces a couple of times a year.
Yes, okay.
And Tanya, you seem perfectly charming and sunny. I don't know you that well.
I am perfectly charming and sunny.
But you chain smoke, which suggests to me that maybe underneath you're not as... You do, you're always outside that building. You chain smoke.
Again, when I'm stressed.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, so maybe your personality is just teetering on the edge. So, you know, it's not just us here in this... You know, we're not great ourselves. We have bad personalities ourselves. So it's Jed who's offered himself up first up. Hello, Jed.
Hello, mate. It's actually Jez with a Z at the end.
Jez with a Z. Let me just alter that.
That's okay, no problem.
J-E. You said Z. Z at the end.
That is Jeremy, but Jez for short.
Okay, Jez, and where are you ringing us from?
I'm ringing you just on the edge of the M25 at Datchet.
And do you believe yourself to be a popular man? Do you have a lot of friends?
I've got quite a few friends, but I'm always worried about what people think of me.
Well, let's see what we can do about that. We're going to ask you a selection of questions and then ask the people listening at home or in the cars or wherever to text in what they really think of you.
Okay, as long as they're pulled over as well.
Yes, of course. Yeah, we don't want any danger there. So here we go. Jez, your first question. What's your favourite karaoke song?
My favourite karaoke song was Hey Mr. Postman by the Carpenters.
Okay. What do you wrap your sandwiches in?
Wrap my sandwiches in cling film.
Okay. What was the last fancy dress costume you wore?
It was it was the Spider-Man.
What do you want but you can't afford?
A nice car.
Do you put a little kiss at the end of your text messages?
I put plenty of them.
And Jez, what's the meaning of life?
The meaning of life is, oh God, listening to Absolute Radio.
Okay, so there we have Jez. Jez, we'll run through what we thought of your personality in a minute, but what we're going to do now is ask the people listening to text in if you thought Jez was a good guy. Why don't you just text in that, good guy, to 81215. That's 81215. If you thought he had a dull personality or an abrasive personality or any of those things, why don't you just for tonight text in the word arse, that's arse, to 81215. We will gather those texts over the course of the next song and then we'll come back to Jez, we'll tell him what we thought of his personality and then we will tell him what you thought in the vote. 81215, text either good guy or ask to 81215. And we're going to answer the question that Jez has always wondered. What do people really think of him? It's over to you now. We're going to do this democratically. Text in to 81215. Email in through the website absoluteradio.co.uk/hometime.